Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, exciting show. This is the time of year that most people are looking to move, or they put off, you know, their home projects because of a few things. One, the house values stagnated or went down. Or two, they just didn't really want to put any more money into their homes. So now what you're seeing, especially in my neighborhood, as I'm driving out every day, everybody's doing something. There's dumpsters, there's this, there's roofs being put on, there's pools being put in, there's basements being finished. So today I have a friend of mine with me, Greg McGotch, and we're going to talk about how you can renovate your homes and finance it in the best financial tools available to you. So again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Frio of the Mortgage Update. You hear me every night. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate you asking me here.
You betcha. So what we want to do today is I'll throw some questions out at you because these are questions I have. He's my 203K or 203K full streamlines renovation home style. He's my go-to guy. If somebody calls me and says,
I'm your renovation expert.
There you go. Perfect. We're going to patent that name. So he's the go-to guy that I go to say, you know, here's what I got. What do you think? How do we do this? So one of the questions I would have is, well, tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. I've been doing loan origination for over 17 years. I cut my teeth on the renovation loans. The guy that I worked with at the time, that's all he ever wanted to do. So that's what all he ever taught me to do.
Wow, that's cool, though.
So, yeah. I mean, actually, I take it from place to place with me, and people just don't know how to do them properly.
Right. Yeah.
One of the biggest problems you ever have with a renovation loan is somebody trying to do it that doesn't know how to get it done properly,
right,
where the pitfalls are, the things that you have to have in order.
When I first started trying to do renovation loans, and it wasn't too long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, it was a train wreck because everybody says that they know how. When I was a broker, all the lenders are like, yeah, we do those. And then you send them the application and it's like a deer in the headlights. You go nowhere. So I'm now with Parkside Lending. And the reason why I made a move is I'm getting a lot of traction on YouTube, plus the radio station, plus a lot of other social media that I get that's drawing in people from Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, all over the country. That plus there's a lot of programs that we have I didn't as the broker even know existed. Uh-huh. And that's my fault. But okay, so let's get on to the renovation piece. Here's a question I have. So I want to put in a pool or finish my basement. The options that I think I have are I can get a second mortgage, I can get a home equity loan, or I can refinance my primary home into a program and I can pull out the cash.
A cash out refinance.
Yes.
Okay.
So what's my best option?
Well, so, okay, you talked about doing a couple of different things, one of them being you want to put in a pool. Well, that limits the program we can use for a pool. You know, okay. And we'll talk about that another time.
Okay.
But on the 203K side of it, one of the reasons why you want to go 203K as opposed to a refinance or a home equity line of credit would be because when you go to the bank to get the 203K, we have your work write-up. When we have your work write-up that says you're remodeling your kitchen, you're remodeling your bathroom, and you're doing $30,000 worth of work to your house, the appraiser has that work write-up when he comes in and looks at it. when he appraises your house, he's appraising it for the after improved value.
What's a work write-up?
Okay, so a work write-up in this case for a $30,000 job is just your contractor's estimate.
Okay, got it.
Okay, we'll talk about a full work write-up when we talk about the next program, but the it's just the contractor's estimate.
Okay.
And the contractor's estimate has to be laid out a certain way for the bank to accept it and all that. And I walked the contractors through this.
Okay.
And so the advantage is the appraiser goes out there and he's got the list of everything you're going to do. Now he's going to look, and when he's going to appraise the house, he's going to appraise it for what it will be worth after this work is done. So in other words, if you bought a, if you're living in a house worth $100,000 and you're putting $30,000 in it, that doesn't necessarily mean it's only going to be worth $130,000.
Right.
You know, when he looks at the market, it may be worth $150,000. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're getting extra equity right off the bat.
Gotcha.
And, you know, if you were to do the refinance, the home equity line, or a second mortgage, you're locked into what the current value is.
Got it.
So you lose use of a lot of money that you could have to make the home what you want it to be,
right,
as opposed to what you can afford it to be.
So if I have a $200,000 home, I want a home equity loan, I can go up to maybe 90%
maybe
of the house's value.
Right.
So that, let's say, just roughly estimates, that's $180,000. That's the maximum you would be able to have lent against your home on a home equity loan or a second mortgage. On one of the renovation loans that we talk about, you could go to, isn't it 100% basically?
It's a kind of, it's 110%.
110% actually of the as completed value of the property.
Correct.
So on a home that's 200,000, if you get a standard mortgage or a home equity loan or a second mortgage, you can go to 90%. That gives you $180,000 in total equity to use. So you minus out whatever your primary mortgage is, that's that. However, if you have a $200,000 home and you're putting $50,000 into it on a, and you're fixing it up, now you can go to $260,000 in lendable monies.
In borrowable money. Yeah. You know, it's what you can borrow against the project.
So at 980 versus 260, I mean, you got an extra $80,000.
It can make a world of difference. And, you know, you can do this when you purchase the home. You can also do it as the homeowner and refinance into it.
Got
so
it.
You have both options.
So let me go to the next question. So the renovation loans that we have will get you a lot more money to do the work.
Correct.
The next thing is a lot of people don't realize this, but the interest deductibility on a lot of home equity loans are now
no longer
there.
Right.
So it's a nightmare. I just did my taxes recently. It's a nightmare to figure out, is my home equity loan tax deductible or not? So if you want to, you know, you go on the air of caution, because if you get audited, wow.
Right.
You know,
right,
you might be losing, you know,
right,
$10,000-$15,000 in interest write-offs.
So all this interest is your primary mortgage.
Yeah.
You get to write that off.
Awesome. So you get a heck of a lot more money, and you make sure that it is 100% tax deductible.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. So that's, all right. Cool.
Now, the one thing that I haven't mentioned, and I think it's important that everybody know this, on all the renovation projects that we have or programs that we have, you have to have a licensed and insured contractor. You cannot do it as the homeowner yourself.
Got it. Wonder if the homeowner is a licensed contractor. I know that's gray. That's what I'm just asking.
Yeah, that's one of those areas I've seen it done before. It's kind of hard to get the bank to bite into that.
Got it.
What
okay.
I usually tell people that are contractors, well, that's good. You have a contractor buddy that's licensed and insured. Have him be the general on the project.
Got it. Okay. I've done that in the past as well, because most of the time when you do get through these, that's kind of where you get stuck. So here's what we're going to do. When we come back, we're going to go through, and I'm going to ask Greg to come back again tomorrow, because I know I didn't even think, I figured we would cover this today, but we haven't even scratched the surface. And it's, you know, a lot of people out there need this, and they don't really know where to go, or if they go with the home equity loans, they're like, well, it's not enough to do what I need to do. So when we come back, we're going to
Or they may not have the equity.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, you go into this project and say, I just had somebody recently that thought they could do it. They went to Chase, got some money. They went halfway through the project and they're stuck. So we had to put them into a 203K.
There you go.
So that's the tough part of that. With this is, you know, you're going to get the money that you need. So when we come back, what I want to talk about is there's two main categories of renovation loans. There's the FHA portions of them that only do your primary home. And then there's a home style or a conventional loan. Don't let the conventional piece throw you, that can do your primary home, a second home, and an investment property. So we'll probably have to get to that tomorrow. So I'm going to ask you to come back again tomorrow. And we'll make sure that we, you know, all these go sequentially, so everybody can kind of follow along. So, if you're listening to the show, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm Dan Frio of The Mortgage Update. If you have any questions or you want to get in touch with me, please give me a call. It's 630-338-1160. You can also find me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. That's 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Today's special guest is Greg. He is the renovation specialist. He's my go-to person. If somebody calls me and says, Dan, I want to put it on an addition, I want to do this, I want to buy appliances, I want to, whatever I need to do, the first thing I do is like, okay, hold on a second. So, you the man.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for having me back.
You betcha. So, what I want you to talk about today is the FHA programs. That's what most people know or have heard of. So there's two different variations of that. So if you can, you take it from here and you explain it. This is your wheelhouse.
Okay, sure. Yes, there are two FHA programs for renovations. One of them is called just the FHA 203K Limited. And then there's the FHA 203K Full. Here's where the big differences are. On an FHA 203K Limited, it's basically for some cosmetic work. You know, you can redo your kitchen, you can redo your bathroom, you can paint everything, put down carpeting, you could do all those types of things. Where it stops is if you need an engineer or you need an architectural drawing. You can't do additions, you can't remove walls, because those things require a higher level.
Got it.
So that's the big thing there. But I do want to point out that on all of these programs, especially if you're purchasing a house, or, you know, if my wife wanted to remodel our kitchen, she would probably want new appliances when she was all done. I would build that into this loan.
Got
because
it.
You can do that. You can get all those really nice appliances that you've always wanted and put that right in with the cabinets and flooring that you just put in.
Cool.
Okay, so that's the one thing. They stop it at $30,000, and then the payouts to the contractors are a little different. I don't think this is the place to really talk about that. I usually talk about that with the borrowers.
Sure.
As far as how the contractors get paid. And I also talk to the contractors about that so they know how they're going to get paid also.
And the way to get a hold of, to get involved in one of these programs is just call me. And then I will be the mediator and we'll set up a consultation with you. So you, myself, and Greg can sit there and kind of go through it or answer all the questions that you have. So, again, 630-338-1160. Hear me every day 100 times. So I'll throw that out there. So don't forget, if you want a free consultation, just call us.
Correct. Okay. And then the 203K Full. Here's the difference, you know, and this is a true example. I had a borrower that they bought a ranch home. They knew it wasn't going to be big enough for them to be a forever home. So they put on a second floor. They put on 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a whole second floor. The single family home that they bought cost them in the neighborhood of about $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
The end value of it was $220,000. No, I'm sorry, $280,000. So, you know, they put $120,000 in rehab into it. And they came out way ahead, and they had the house that they always wanted. So now you have to have an FHA-approved plan reviewer on anything over $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is this gentleman is out there working for you. He looks at what everyone quoted for repairs. He puts it into a full work write-up. So every room, it says, this is what we're going to do. Now, as the homeowner, especially since most homeowners don't have experience with construction, you know, it could get really daunting and scary. For a homeowner that doesn't have that experience, now the plan reviewer, he's your man.
Right.
He's going to make sure this stuff is done properly.
So he's basically your general contractor?
More or less, yes. Yeah, but because no one gets paid out unless the plan reviewer says it's done and he can get paid out.
Got it.
You know, so the homeowner could say, yeah, it's done. And if he comes in and he finds something that's not done or it's not done properly to building codes or whatever, he can say no. When he fixes this, then he gets paid.
Oh, that's awesome.
And, you know, occasionally it happens where there's a conflict between the contractor and the homeowner. He's your go-to guy. He's your mediator. He's the one that's going to work it out.
Got it.
So he costs some money, but it's well worth it when you're getting into, you know, $50,000, $80,000, $100,000 worth of rehab work.
Yeah.
It's really important to have that man there and in on your side protecting your money.
Got it.
Because it is your money.
Got it.
Also, so, one other thing.
Yeah.
With the full 203K, along with, you know, putting a whole upstairs, you can put on room additions, you can put on garages, you can put on patios, you can do landscaping. You cannot do pools and spas.
Got it.
FHA considers those to be luxury items, and that's not what they're about.
Okay.
We'll talk about the program that can do that.
Gotcha. Okay.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Can you do the work on your own place, or do you have to have licensed contractors?
You have to have a licensed insured contractor.
So even if you are licensed and insured, you basically go to your buddies. We'll put it that way. So to kind of get a little work around, and we can talk to you. If you call in, please call in. If you're interested in this program, call us and we'll do a free consultation with you. There's no strings attached. No, there's no pushy salespeople. We'll just kind of go over and say, okay, here's all the programs available to you. You know, and
actually, we're going to do it in a better way than that.
Okay.
They're going to call in. We're going to give them a consultation. They're going to tell us what their project is.
Yep.
And we're going to tell them which program is best for them.
Perfect.
And why.
That's perfect.
Part of what I do is pick the right program for the borrower, because otherwise the borrower wants to do the streamline because it's easier and cheaper.
Right.
But that's not the right one for them, and I'll tell them why.
I just finished one that they put it kind of like very similar to what you had. They put a second floor in.
Mm-hmm.
It was easier than people that I've done in the past where they wanted to refinish their kitchen. So the 203K streamline, you think, okay, you get up to 30 grand, you can do TLC work to your home,
right,
versus a full where they put on a whole second addition, whole second story.
Right.
That second story was easier than my kitchen.
You know why?
You tell them why, because I know why.
the reasons are there's more eyes on that bigger job.
Yeah.
There's more oversight. And when you have that oversight, there's less chance that the less than honorable contractor is going to be able to get away with shoddy workmanship.
Yeah.
Or poor quality of product, stuff like that.
So here's another one that I had. And this one was a nightmare. We finally did it, but it took a long time. The estimates come back from the contractors, and mostly I experienced that's usually my most difficult piece of the puzzle. Because one came back and said, you know, they need windows in their living room where needed, $8,000.
Right.
Would you sign that?
So here's the issue with that. It's not specific. And you picked up on that right away. But the truth of the matter is, many times the contractor takes the most coaching to get stuff put out the right way. Because the bank is not going to take it unless it says, this is how much the product cost, and this is how much it costs to put in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how long they've been in business, that's how they have to write up the quote.
Right.
You know, you talk about being in more trouble with the smaller jobs. Many times that is the case.
Because they don't want to take the time to detail it.
Right.
And it has to be detailed to a T.
Right.
So, okay, so just to recap, why a renovation loan, such as a 203K streamline or a full 203K loan, is better than a second mortgage or a home equity loan is multiple reasons. But one of the biggest reasons is you can get a lot more cash from the renovation loan, such as a 203K, than you would a home equity loan. Home equity loan will give you about 80 or 90% of your home's current value. The renovation programs will give you 110% of the after value, the value after you do all of the work. So that's the differences between there. The next is a 203K streamline. There's a streamline and a full. The 203K streamline will give you up to $30,000 to basically do TLC. It's just you know, you want to redo your kitchen. You want to put in new appliances. You want to do new flooring. You want to finish your basement. You're not doing anything structural.
I've got one doing it right now. She's doing a new driveway, doing some drainage outside, and doing some mold abatement.
There you go.
You know, I mean, yeah. it all had to be done for the house to be livable, but... You know, and it's not sexy stuff, but it had to be done.
She doesn't have $10,000-$15,000 in cash just sitting aside or putting on her 28% interest rate credit card.
Correct.
So then we go to the full 203K. That's if you're looking to put on an addition. You want to do, you know, major things to your home, or it exceeds $30,000 in things that you're looking to do. So basically, again, there's a streamline that gives you $30,000 for TLC. And then there's a full 203K loan that kind of will do almost anything you need it to do. And these programs are on your primary home. So tomorrow we're going to come back. We're going to have the alternatives. You know, what do you do is if it's a second home, an investment property, and if you have some projects that don't fit into the FHA 203K program. So, Greg, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
Again, the way to get a hold of us is 630-338-1160. You can find us on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Also, a great spot if you heard a show that you're like, you know what, I heard a show the other day and I really would like to hear it again. Where do I find it? Go to my YouTube channel. Just look up The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. All of my radio shows are there. You can find me on iTunes, Spotify, kind of all over the web. So just Google The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So hopefully you like the show. Please come back again tomorrow. Love to hear from you. This is Dan Frio, The Mortgage Update. God bless. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.